Now, the U.S. intelligence community is reportedly under pressure from President Donald Trump to produce a justification to sabotage the landmark 2015 nuclear accord by putting the blame on Iran. According to former American officials and analysts, the U.S. president is politicizing intelligence in order to trigger the collapse of the deal. Sources say a faction within the U.S. administration is trying to lay the grounds for getting out of the JCPOA on the basis of, quote, cooked books. Trump is simultaneously coercing the International Atomic Energy Agency to go beyond the agreed inspections and demand investigation of Iran's military sites, hoping to fish in muddy waters. Yet despite such efforts, there is a general consensus among U.S. and foreign intelligence agencies, the IAEA, the other five signatories of the JCPOA, and the European Union that there is no evidence of Iran violating its obligations under the deal. Okay, now let's go talk to Scott Rickett, former American intelligence linguist who joins us live from Tampa, Florida. Mr. Rickett, it's a pleasure to have you here with us on Press TV's Top 5. Do you believe that Donald Trump can succeed in sabotaging the JCPOA by pressuring the intelligence community inside the U.S., by pressuring the European Union and the IAEA?
Well, I believe that he will try. You know, thank you for having me. I really believe that, unfortunately, Donald Trump, like Robert Malley said, is really being surrounded by individuals who are pressuring him. Now, when I talk about these groups and these individuals, we're talking about the pro-Israel lobby, who has been extremely effective at not only infiltrating the U.S. government, and the White House is basically occupied by just a load of military industrial complex individuals who are pro-Israel, as well as all the advisors and obviously the campaign donors. That being said, obviously Donald Trump will attempt to do it. You know, thankfully there are many individuals in the intelligence community. Ned Price was absolutely correct in saying that this is a deja vu to what was happening before in Iraq and the fabrication of chemicals of weapons of mass destruction and those types of nuclear weapons that they fabricated during that particular incident, starting the Iraq war under Colin Powell. You know, that's reverberating in this current scenario. So unfortunately, I rarely agree, or actually it says fortunately, I rarely agree with David Cohen, former CIA director, but I absolutely agree with him that a lot of people in the CIA are and the intelligence community are absolutely aware that the president's initiatives here, and certainly understand that his influences are pushing him in a direction. Will they try to push for more inspections in order to sort of pressure Iran? I think that is probably the most that they'll be able to do. But obviously, the intelligence community doesn't look like they're going to fall for it. And certainly, the other signatories of the JCPOA are absolutely not interested in the ridiculous nature in which the White House is being administered at this moment.
And Mr. Rickett, as far as the IAEA is concerned, we had Nikki Haley meeting with Yukio Amano the other day, and it seems that there is a lot of effort by the U.S. administration in trying to pressurizing the IAEA to speak against Iran, while the IAEA has always confirmed that Iran is complying with the JCPOA. How long do you think the IAEA can hold up against the pressures by Washington, or are we going to see this world body too collapse under U.S. pressures?
Well, I don't think so. I think what we see from a global perspective, because of Press TV, RT, other independent media outlets out there, and international news networks, that the facts are coming out, you know, in a great way. And unfortunately, Nikki Haley is the tip of the spear when it comes to the pro-Israel Zionist initiative in the United States. So she obviously will try to pressure individuals in the IAEA, but I don't think that they'll be effective because the members of that organization have proven over and over to be a legitimate organization. Now, that being said, unfortunately, organizations change over time, and what we may see is individuals in that organization being influenced maybe by their personal lives or also being replaced by individuals who may have other agendas. So as that organization evolves, obviously individuals that want to subject that organization to illegitimate analysis or illegitimate actions will be working diligently. And Nikki Haley in her actions, she's the kind of person that would be acting inappropriately and unethically like that, trying to basically sway opinion and sway analysis in a direction that is not factual, but is actually in the means of an agenda that is absolutely nefarious, at the least.
Okay, Scott Rickett, former American intelligence linguist, joining us from Tampa, Florida. Thank you very much indeed.